Bear Podcast 462.
It involves showing more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gays.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving.
The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that, I saw it next to
who's on sexting with
you? You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
It's
been a shitty week.
Bitter
party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
I am Ray.
And I'm Dave.
Yes.
I don't know where to look.
We don't look. I guess you can look at that camera. Ray can go. We can go to the front. You can concentrate on the front. That's okay.
Manners confusing us.
We're trying the we're practicing. This is actually a practice for Erie, Pennsylvania, because this is the way we're gonna record, and I hope it works.
This is the way they're gonna record.
We're gonna go part of it
because I'm not going to transfer.
Ray. Ray's not sad going. Sad.
My bear trip's over with.
Mm-hmm. So welcome to episode 462, and this is April Fool's Day.
I just realized
you didn't make play any prank at work?
I didn't. I usually do, and I didn't this week, but I'm now worried about the podcast.
I got a good one pulled on me today.
Oh, what did they do?
Usually at the end of the month, we do a birthday party, and if we get nominated, we get these blue star things, and they put them all in hat, and they draw one, and whoever wins gets a gift certificate. So I got four this month. This past in March, because of the days and the Easter and everything, we did it today. I was like, you know, if I don't win this month, this thing's rigged because for 2 years I haven't won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the girl reaches in and pulls it out, and says, "Ray, you got it." And I was like, "What?" She said, "April Fool's." and everybody just lost it in the room. And she said, "No, you got it." And I was like, "Good job, I'll cut you." So I got my little gift certificate.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's all good. But it was funny. I mean, we were all laughing our butts off. Because at first I was like, wait, what? She better be not filling April Fool's on me. Kick her butt.
I did play one at work. One of my coworkers, I put...
You played with your coworker at work?
That's right. For April Fool's Day. Okay. Yeah. So I like putting stickers on their mouse. Because they have the optical mouse, I would get the adhesive part of the Post-it. That part is rip a small part of it and then put it in their mouse, so they would move the mouse and it's not working. They would panic. Sometimes they do that. So that's the extent of April Fool's Day for me at work, because I don't do anything other than the mouse play. That's the only thing I do.
He plays using the mouse play.
No, I like the mouse play.
It's kind of like Puffy play, except it squeaks more louder. Squeaks a little more.
It's a what is it? It was a Richard Gere moment. But anyway, so how are you guys? What have you guys been up to? I've been away for...
I know. I think you should go last. You have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah. Actually, if you guys watched episode 461, which starred Dave,
I was the star.
The star. Yeah, you. He's the understudy. You're the main act, so...
Yeah.
So
I can only aspire to be just like Ray
or whatever.
So we recorded that earlier in the week, so I could go on my vacation. So we'll talk about that later.
It's hot.
Oh yeah. Oh, Joe. Yeah, he's
hot. Chaser.
Hi,
picks.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Okay, so Ray, what's up with you? What happened last week?
Not much. Work. Easter. Good Friday. Jesus died. Jesus was resurrected. It was all good.
But did you do something for Easter?
Did you go to church?
No, I did not go to church.
He's our only church-going friend.
Started to go to church, but I did not go. I was the spirit was willing, but the body was weak.
So
I didn't get up in time.
Oh, that kind of weak. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were...
So, but I stayed at Robbie's house this weekend, and his parents were there. And they got up and went to the one... They were going to the 1 o'clock mass or 1:30 mass or something. And then they got there and they sat there and the mass didn't start until 2. And then the mass was in Spanish and it was a Venezuelan priest that was doing the sermon. And even though she's from Puerto Rico and understands Spanish, she couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said the Spanish is different. She griped about the whole thing. She said, I just screwed it all up. It's the worst mass I've ever been to. Okay. But other than that, I went, let's see, the last week since she's been gone, I've seen Olympus Has Fallen, which I thought was a pretty good action adventure movie. You know, Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. He's a Secret Service agent.
He's a Secret Service agent.
Why is every Secret Service agent like a British guy anymore?
Well, all most American actors have been replaced by British actors, but he's a pretty hot British actor. So.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I don't know how realistic it is, but I thought it was kind of funny.
I want to watch it.
But there's another one. There's another one coming out in the middle of the summer along the same lines. Terrorists take over the White House.
Right. Yeah.
That's over the top.
Or is this the one with Morgan Freeman?
This is the one with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, this one had Morgan Freeman. So, because he was the Speaker of the House.
Oh, is that what he was?
So when the president became the president, the vice president, the whole cabinet was in the White House bunker with the terrorists. He became president, so he was calling the shots.
Black Speaker of the House, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
He was president before. What movie was it? Deep Impact?
Deep Impact. Yes.
He was also the U.S. president back
then.
That's
kind of funny when that happened. Then all of a sudden Obama. So also saw Obama the Satan on the biblical story thing.
Oh, really? You got to see that?
I was sitting there last week. And they were doing the Bible story thing on the history. Well, first of all, I was sitting there eating breakfast, and the Viking thing was on, the whole Viking storyline, which I guess I got to go have to buy the DVDs because I only got to watch like 4 episodes of it, but it was pretty kick ass. Mm-hmm. I know the lead Viking guy was pretty hot, and then it switched over at about 11 o'clock or noon to the Bible thing, and it started doing the Bible stories back to back. And the last one I saw was Christ when he was being tempted by President Obama in the desert.
So did the guy see that?
So we only saw a picture, and the picture did kind of look like him. But do you think the actor did look like him?
The actor looked a lot like
him.
Really? I mean, when it first put off, it was like Obama. Except he got a mullet. I mean, he's got wrinkles and he's got a mullet. Yeah. That's really the only difference. And I was wondering, and you know, they said it's not intentional, but I'm just like, you know, somebody had to see that.
It's got to be intentional.
The guy has played the part of Satan and other things before, so it's like,
oh, maybe it was like a pattern for him or something. He's a stereotype to be Satan.
Yeah, I guess.
that's not so good to be stereotyped.
So that's pretty interesting. Then I went and saw G.I. Joe with Julio.
Oh, cool.
You know,
Julio's back. He's back.
Yeah, he's been back. It was okay. One of the characters gets killed off because they're too big of a star to do G.I. Joe anymore.
So
The Rock's taking the franchise over, it looks like.
Oh, no.
So, but it was pretty good. I mean, it was an action-adventure movie, you know.
We can guess who got killed off then.
Yeah, guess who got
killed. Oh, no, him? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
So.
Does he also dance in
other movies? Did you used to dance?
No, he didn't dance.
Not
No, it was just him and The Rock quibbing back and forth, trying to up one another. Yeah, the whole time. For the first 15 minutes he was on the screen, then he was gone.
No. Of course, they had to pull in more audience because who's in it? Dwayne, The Rock, and Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is in it.
So they had to pull in more audience.
And I don't know
who
the Hispanic guy was. I've seen him in other stuff. Damn, he was hot. I'm trying to remember what his name is now, and I can't remember.
The Human Torch? He's hot.
No, not that. He's very muscular, very in shape. So,
okay.
But anyway, it was pretty good. I mean, it was worth going to see. I went and saw it at the XD Theater. I thought it was going to be something amazing, but I was not impressed by the XD Theater. The Extreme Theater thing, you know, because it's almost like IMAX, but then it's not IMAX, but they want to charge you the same thing as IMAX.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, 3D.
Where was that? It's still
in Tinseltown. Yeah, we went to Tinseltown. It still cost $21 to get into it, and I was like, you know what?
21?
It was not worth it.
At Tinseltown?
Well, they remodeled all the theaters. Yeah, well, they remodeled all the theaters, and they put in this XD Theater, which is the, almost IMAX theater, and I was just like, well, it almost ain't worth all that. So. Maybe, you know, some other movie, but I shouldn't have spent it on G.I. Joe. Should have just saw it on a regular movie without 3D. It would have been fine. Mm-hmm. So.
Interesting.
And then, of course, Easter. Robbie's mom got upset with me.
What did you do?
I got an Easter basket and gave to him. Last week, I went and bought an Easter bunny with ears and all this sugar-free candy and some other stuff and put it in the basket.
Were they diabetic?
Everybody's diabetic. And gave it, and then I stuck it out Saturday night because I wasn't going to be there. I wasn't planning on staying Saturday night, but I did. So I put it out Saturday night, so when Robbie got home, everything would be sitting there. And so they got it and liked it and everything. But then she went on the whole weekend about, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot it. I didn't put the bunnies out at the house. I didn't put the eggs out at the house, yada, yada. I was just like, lady, give it a rest. You got a basket of, you got a basket of free candy. Shut up.
Oh, really?
Oh, so she was really mad.
She wasn't really mad. She just went on and on and on,
oh,
and
on
about how she forgot it. And we heard the story three times how she forgot it. I was just like,
oh, well.
84-year-old woman.
Well, very soon you're going to take care of her.
I know. So, I told Robbie, I said, we need to find some, like, daycare thing for them to go to so she'll have somebody to talk to. Because I think that's what the deal is. They sit at home, he reads and watches TV and ignores her.
That's every old couple.
Well, that's every old couple. Yeah. And she doesn't have anybody to talk to, and she wants to talk nonstop.
She needs a girlfriend, some old lady.
Yep, she needs
to. She needs to have in a community. Like, just like what my mom has. My mom stays in a senior housing, and she's friends with the neighbors, and they do bingo and stuff.
Yeah, that's where they're all getting syphilis and stuff.
Your mom's got syphilis?
No, of course not.
I didn't say Maynard's mama.
Mom, look at
her. Do you have syphilis? Did you get it this weekend?
I did not.
Well, the place you stayed, I'm surprised you didn't get something from the toilet
seat. I could have. Just by holding the doorknob,
yeah.
Picking up the toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, that's right, sitting out there. But anyway, so how about you, Dave? What's your week?
I thought I was going to have a really busy weekend, but it turned into not quite so busy. I helped our friend Mark C., and his boyfriend, Mike, moved to a house. They bought a house. So out in the middle of nowhere, South Dallas, Tomball.
Mm-hmm. I could have helped if I was in town.
But you wasn't, Blanche. You wasn't.
I wasn't.
You wasn't.
Let me just say this. When you turn 30, that's the age you're no longer allowed to ask friends to help you move. You must get some people, hire them, and make them move you. So for anyone else watching this that's my friend, no longer are you allowed to ask me to help you move. That's the first thing.
So
it wasn't that bad, though.
You're just saying that you've come to an age that you should
be
able to afford. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying at some point you have to grow up and be an adult.
Take care of things yourself.
And old people like me, getting old, do not like to lift couches. So that's the rule.
If you're a college student, maybe.
College, you can get those college kids and hire them and do that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay.
College kids
enough on
that.
Kind
of debating work anymore.
How's the pool party?
Then we went to the first annual Easter pool party at Guy and Carl's. Our friends Guy and Carl always have a lot.
The first annual?
They said it was their first annual.
Yeah, they had a new heater put
Easter
in, so they had to try it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was nice. It worked good. It was the pool was about 89 degrees or something like that, and it was perfect. And I think it was a little over 90 degrees, actually. You got in, and it was perfect. It felt warm when you first stepped in the pool. Mm. When you're in it, it was perfect. You could stay there all day.
Love great. Hot pools.
Until the lightning started popping.
Yeah. Well, I was right before that. I couldn't stay long, so I got there right when it started. I took a bunch of pictures, and then we all got
did
in the pool.
Did he share with us?
No. I did. I asked Maynard.
It could have been here.
He has too many pictures from his trip, so.
No, well, if you emailed it during the week, I could have just
I know, I didn't think. I post them on Facebook. But maybe next week you can put a few up.
Maybe next week.
But there weren't that many people there because everyone went to the Bunnies on the Bayou event, which
that's
is
true.
If you guys don't know about Houston, they have this big outdoor event every Easter.
It's free alcohol, of course they got.
Well, you pay, what, $40?
Well, you make a donation of $30.
Oh, that's it, okay. You make a donation.
And
you
just get
free
drunk.
Alcohol, and it's just a place for everyone to primp and preen and look pretty.
Yeah,
but I don't.
You get to wear bunny ears. And
yeah,
stuff like
everyone,
that.
Yeah, everyone.
And all twinks
stands around. And
lots of muscle guys.
And it's not a bear event; it's a gay event. Everyone,
it's just a gay event in Houston.
So
there's a bunch of bears to go, but it's a lot of muscle twinky boys that want to be shown off.
Yeah. Then I had to go home early from the pool party, and I missed anything that might have happened there.
I'm sure
they all got out of the water pretty quickly after you left, because Robbie doesn't live far from them. By the time I got over there from my house, the lightning was popping.
That's right. I was
driving in from Louisiana, and we went to Kima and everything.
Yeah, I
wanted to go. I was texting you, I wanted to go, but I saw the clouds. It was just lightning and everything. And I was in Pasadena at that point. I was driving. And okay, I'm not going to go. I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, I was probably coming right at you if you're in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah. And then I almost on a full stop on Highway 59 because just total rain. It's just you can't see anything. You have to turn on your hazards. So it's pretty dangerous.
So tell us, Maynard, about what you did this week. That's right, Maynard. This week.
The whole week.
He's been on your sleazy vacation.
We were talking to Maynard last week like nothing happened. All of a sudden, I'm going to Florida.
I'm going to Florida.
We're like, what?
Well, actually, it's Mike's birthday gift for me. So we wanted to. He wanted
His
to go to.
His birthday is in January.
I know.
Yeah, but there were games on.
Oh, that's right.
It was seasonal. It was playoffs.
It was playoffs. Yeah.
So, no, it wasn't playoffs. It was bowl games.
Yeah. You can't really do anything around that time. So, yeah, we did go to Florida. We went to New Orleans. I drove to New Orleans.
So you went to Floridia.
And then I went to, from there, Mike and I drove to Florida. We went to Orlando. And we went to see the Harry Potter in, what is it? In the Universal Island of Adventure.
Not so you guys drove the whole way.
Oh, yeah. We drove all
did
the way.
You stop at all the rest stops?
No.
No. You had enough sleazy stuff to happen later.
There were so many things waiting for us. So no, you didn't have to. So we went to this hotel, which I won't name.
The Parliament.
I thought you were going to name it.
There's one in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, is it really?
I mean, there's several of them around the country. And that, yeah, it was. And they're not known for being spas.
Mom and pop,
I mean, they're known for being places to go hook up and fuck.
Yeah. I've never been to one of these places.
They have a bear run at the one in Augusta every year.
Oh, really?
In October, I think. Yeah.
They have one in Oklahoma.
And the Parliament House there, they got, you know how the old motor lodges used to have the individual like room houses and stuff? Well, this is built in like a inside a thing in the pools in the center, and you go rent the individual cabana type things. Because some people, when they first opened it, used to have permanent spaces there. They could rent, they rented it by the month, and they could fix it up and do it however they wanted to do it. So. Yeah. Keep from bringing your tricks home. You go to the Parliament. Your conduit Parliament House.
Well, tell us about this Parliament House.
It's really very cruisy. Very cruisy. There are these guys with their windows open.
Is that from there?
Oh, yeah.
I saw
yeah.
A cop on the window.
Yeah.
And that was in Maynard's room, too. Though.
It's not my room. Like,
that was the deal, though, that Julio gave him a couple years ago to practice
no,
his female
I don't have
condoms
such
on.
A thing.
Stuck it to the water.
I don't have such a thing. It's just something very. I had to take a picture because somebody is really enjoying it, really that high for some reason.
And how many rooms did you walk by? The doors were open and guys were standing there like.
Yeah, they were touching those.
Were they?
Well, there was some simulation, I should say. Yeah, in one room, just one room.
Was there a room with the guy
There's
on the bed?
There's only one room?
No, there was one room
like
I was doing that.
It's a two-story hotel.
It's a two-story hotel. And then
no, I know, but I mean, there's only one guy at this whole place I was jerking off in front of you?
Not really jerking off. Well, the window was open, but then everybody's just walking around,
yeah.
Cruising.
On the weekend, I think it's pretty hot. Making it's out. Hopping on the weekends, because I remember when we stopped there, there was one guy, the windows were open, he was on his bed with the door open, and he was on all fours with his ass hanging out in the air in a jock, just waiting for somebody to come in and plow him, and I was just like,
oh, no. Yeah. Not a good place.
That
so
freaks me out a little.
I know. That, you see what I mean? It's just,
it does.
Especially a step up above a bathhouse.
That's the thing. Like a bathhouse, that always freaks me out too. Like when you walk by the doors and people are like, just their ass in the air. They're jumping off.
Their doors open. I'm like, yeah. Oh,
I mean,
God.
Like who would just walk in there and just say, okay, I'll just stick my dick in that.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I know
do that.
There must be.
All
those married straight men got to do something.
But that's married straight men. That's how they get AIDS.
And give it to the wives.
Well, of course, there are people. They really promote. Or do they? Safe sex there. They have condoms everywhere.
House? Well, just go
oh,
well,
there.
It's just like Bear Watch. We have condoms everywhere. But how many get used?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The three in the we picked up at the
four.
Four.
I picked up four.
Last year.
I cleaned
maybe
four.
Were just clean and picked up after them.
Maybe they're just using it to prime someone. Put it in their finger. They prime someone, and then when they're ready, then they go in. But we don't. What's
so maybe,
the use?
Use
what's the use?
They
don't use it for for what it's intended to. So, okay, what's bad about this at the Parliament House is that they have music. Well, we did arrive Friday. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were staying there. The the PA system is booming with dance music until 2 a.m.
Well, yeah, they got a couple bars there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I went to the Bear.
They got the Bear Bar in the back.
Yeah.
If you look at the place, it's laid out like a big L.
Yeah.
And it's like a big L here at the hotel.
You.
And the very back has the Bear Bar. There's a pool over here where they supposedly do incredible drag shows during the summer.
I didn't see anything.
How about the pool?
Raina's the whole layout of the place. And then there's just like there once.
I did. We did. I mean, we were in Orlando, and me and John, and I think it was
stopped there for 7 days.
Was it John and I, or was it Rafa and I? I think it's Rafa and I.
Oh, really?
And we went down there. Yeah,
you stayed there.
We didn't stay there, but no, we went over there because we wanted to go out to the gay bars and stuff. And that was the closest one to Disney World in Orlando.
Yeah,
it's kind of right there. And but it was like over here where the hotel office was. There used to be, I guess, a big dining area or something in the back, and they got turned into like the gay Twinkie dance club. So. Mm-hmm.
This is what I think about this place, okay? If you're going to be there for a vacation,
you don't go there.
You don't go there. You don't stay there. You don't stay there if you want to go to the theme parks and then come home. You're very tired. You're too tired. And then this music until 2 a.m.
The Parliament House is a theme park in its own right.
Exactly.
There's plenty of rides to ride. Or be in. You got to be this hung to ride this ride. You know. The sign should be outside the door. So,
yeah. So if you're just gonna be there to drink and party and everything, go to the Parliament House. But if you intend to go to the theme parks, go somewhere nearer the theme park. Theme
what
parks.
About,
or,
because, what about like during Gay Days or Tidal Wave? Do you think?
I think it well
get pretty packed. I would think.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure
I guess
it
does. Yeah.
I mean, the bar is not that big. I mean, the Bear Bar is like they took like two or three rooms and knock the walls out and put the Bear Bar in. So it's kind of like low ceiling and it's dark and
I mean, you can't
squeeze too many bears in there.
Mm-hmm. Not too many. It's really small. Yeah. I went. It's the Bear's Den. It's called the Bear's Den.
And then the Twinkie Bar is just like it used to be a restaurant, maybe dance there.
It's pretty cool though. They have their own stores there. They have their own leather shop, their own dildo shop. Yeah.
I have to check this place out one day.
It's cool. I mean, it's like a one-stop shopping for whores. Sluts.
So if I say I get an overnight in Orlando, would it be worth it to just go
over? Just for the experience.
I think it would be.
Just for the experience, yeah.
Take your bed bugs, bro.
I'm not staying there.
Just go there to the Bear's Den, just drink. Yeah. Because they have valet parking, you can do that too.
Especially on the weekend, because I think we went on a Friday night, and it was pretty much hopping. It was hopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to voucher the Parliament House
it was
at work.
Yeah, no, don't.
That wouldn't go over.
Not a good idea. Friday night, Saturday night, it's really just the whole night, the whole partying, Friday, Saturday night. Sunday, it's just crazy. And I was hoping when we stayed one more night, I was just praying, please, there's no music until 2 o'clock in the morning. Because we have to drive early in the morning to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
We actually FaceTimed a little bit that night, and I actually could hear it
through
the computer all the way outside. And when you open the door, when Mike went to go move the car, it sounded like you were there. That's
how
loud.
Really, really loud music.
Big sounds, big speakers all over the
speakers.
Because it's like the L shape and all this is like open. I mean, you can't park there if I remember correctly.
They can't park
there. It's a place to walk and hang out. And they got like plants and stuff everywhere.
Yeah,
so.
There's plants around and flags and everything. They have a real parking space, and then they took over the parking lot beside it. Because it's just way too many people coming.
A lot of people coming.
So, what did you do after you left there?
Well, we went to Fort Lauderdale. We went to Fort Lauderdale, and we stayed at the Coconut Cove. That's a nice hotel. I think Mike, we're supposed to interview the guy. He's a bear. It's really a bear hotel. It's a bear themed hotel. Bears go there to stay, and the owner himself is a bear. I was talking to him. He said I could have scored an interview with him, but Mike and I were at the beach. We're just staying at the nude beach.
What was this about y'all trying to do it in the shower and it was just too small?
Which shower?
There's text.
Oh, it's actually there. Oh, yeah, you read that text. That must have been from Mike.
I thought we were texting. How come this was the private one?
I don't know.
It went out to the group.
It's really this small, like 3x3, something like that. You can only fit. You can't extend your elbows and everything. So it's really just a small thing. You can two twinks can barely fifth minute.
Yeah. So it's a small shower.
It's a small shower.
What about Grandpa Grapefruit?
Oh, oh my God, I hope he's not watching this. I hope he's not watching this. I hope he's not listening to this. There's this guy, we're not going to name any names. Yeah, he's got
We call him Grandpa Grapefruit.
Grandpa Grapefruit. It's really one grapefruit balls. You can see right through the trunks. And
wait, was he wearing trunks or a Speedo?
He was wearing trunks. He was wearing very tight trunks. But they're not Speedos. If you're talking about the brand. But yeah, they're very, very tight. You could really tell it's all balls. It's all balls. It's really big, and I don't know. I just couldn't get my eyes off of it.
Do you think it was saline induced?
Oh, it's saline. I'm sure it is. Really? It's the only way you can do it.
No, I've seen people with big balls without saline.
Really?
Yeah.
Without doing anything, they just have just massive balls.
I remember as a kid, we used to go to dude ranches all the time, and I was like 8 years old, walking through the men's locker room, and a lot of people were showering back then. I don't know what was going on there. But this old dude walked out of the shower, and his balls literally went past his knees. They were so low. And I remember my friend Craig just like burst out laughing. He ran away real quick. He was like, oh, my God. It was funny.
He ran away nude.
So he needed a nut bra.
Swinging between his legs as he walks. It was like he was hurt. I was like.
That would hurt.
Himself. Yeah.
If he kneels, it would hurt.
You need some support
nut
there.
Bra.
Yeah.
A nut bra.
God, that low?
They were past his knees.
Your balls hanging low and you're
Was he standing straight? Was he standing straight his balls?
Just some guy walking out of the shower doing this.
Maybe he's been doing saline too and then he forgot to pack it or something. But anyway, it was a fun it's a fun hotel. We stayed at the Coconut Cove. It's very relaxing because the pool. You were talking about 80-degree pool.
Yeah.
There, it's really a hot tub pool. It's about 100 degrees. And it's just so nice. Just it's like your hot tub, only
a pool.
with bubbles and everything. So
nice.
It was really nice just to swim.
Were you making the bubbles
in the pool?
Were you making the bubbles?
Yeah, well, they have jets. And
so it was like a giant hot tub.
Pretty much,
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's cool.
It was really nice, and I love it. Every night we went there every night.
It was like a Korean spa.
Yeah, probably.
A bait pool.
And then there are a couple of bears there who are from Tennessee, from Wisconsin. Is he from Wisconsin? Yeah. So pretty cool bears.
Wisconsin and a little one.
Yeah.
Something about those guys in that area of the country. All big bubbas.
You're saying bears from Wisconsin have little ones?
I don't know. Well, on my
make sure you send the picture. Make sure you send the
guys from Wisconsin.
Listen, first of all, I'm not funny because we all know I like the little ones.
He likes chodes.
There's something about the guys in like Wisconsin, Minnesota. Those big bubble bears are up there. Those big farm guys. They have
like the BTOG guys.
They have the big balls and the small cocks. It's just my theory. I could be totally way off.
We love you, Shannon.
I'm not naming any names.
We're not naming any. Just
but I was right? The guy from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Big boss.
Actually, Acorn in the Bush. Acorn in the Bush.
Acorn in the Bush.
That's right.
See?
But who knows? It could be a grower.
He definitely. They are.
It could just be all hair. I don't know.
Growers.
So what were you doing at the nude beach?
Oh yeah. We were just enjoying it. Mike
just
has his own.
Enjoying it.
Mike has his own eye candy. I have my own. There were some really hot bears there. Muscle guy. Well, some muscle guy. Some
were
big bubble bears. I can't post those.
But you have you took pictures at a nude beach?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I can't do that.
You can blur it out.
Big faux pas, right?
Exactly. Maybe if I have the Google glasses.
You could be like you could be like Wayne might be texting and click 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 click.
I think that's the guy. That's what the guy in front of me was doing. His
really?
Phone was up like that at me. He looks like he was chatting.
Oh, there's gonna be all kinds of pictures of Maynard.
Maybe it could be pictures of me.
Like, on Tumblr.
That's right.
I'll be on Tumblr naked. Oh my God.
You're gonna get some of that Draw From Your X-Tip videos.
Oh no. I don't have X-Tip videos.
Yes,
like some people I know.
not me.
And then, yeah, it's fun. I mean, just be there. I was able to read my Suki Stackhouse book. Mm-hmm. I finished my. The ninth book, I'm going to make
just propped it up there, didn't you?
Yeah, I was hiding my crotch. But I did get a little burn here because, I sprayed all over, but then I had on my chest.
Did your bra, rub it off?
So you had a little burn. A little burn
here. You know, Is that burn?
Yeah, it's burn.
You're like dark.
Yeah, it's
when I burn, I turn like this color.
He's not pasty white like us. He gets brown. We get red.
Yeah, you guys get red. I really turn dark and red. Dark
so
and brown.
He tanned.
Yeah. I really tan.
It turns into spotted dick.
Yeah.
No,
spotted. But anyway, yeah, I get a little burn on my chest, but that's okay. I mean, I didn't want to get burned all over. So the spray pretty much did its work for 3 days. I've been using.
I was gonna say, how many days did we go to this nude beach?
3 days. We're
three
there.
Days in a row.
What? 4 hours each. 5 hours each.
Yeah. Did you take your sister one day when you went?
No.
Now, do you ever have any problems at the nude beach as far as like chubbing up or anything?
No, not at all. I
no,
mean, guys,
relaxed,
there are chubby
right?
guys there. They're cute, very relaxed. Just lay down your
anybody
towel.
Else chub up while you're there?
I'll bet there was old people jerking off over there.
There was some.
That happens. That's weird.
There was one or two.
See,
one or two, and then he stood up. There was this guy beside us who was playing with himself, and he stood up. He's really erect and everything. He stretched himself like that. But then, And then Mike was telling me, "Look, look." He was just pointing at him. But then Mike and I would take turns to go out to walk around, because we have to, you know, watch the bags, watch the watch.
Did you see
stuff.
Anything overt going on, or just people?
Oh no, just people.
I don't think I've ever been.
Since beyond this point, you may incur nude bathers.
Yes, yeah. Nude bathers.
Mm-hmm. I think I was at Holover one time, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. It's really it's a lot of fun just being in the at the beach area, blue waters, naked bears. I didn't go to the water. It's about 50 degrees, 55 degrees. I couldn't stay too long. It's just too long.
Just warming up.
Yeah. Just pee on it and warm it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And one more adventure. We got to see some friends from Alabama. So shout out Joe. This picture is coming up. Oh, these alligators. Joe from Alabama and Rob and Mark. They live in Fort Lauderdale. They used to live in Houston, and Rob used to be a triad member.
Poor Rob, I feel sorry for you.
Sorry.
I feel your pain, brother.
Yeah. So we were hanging out at the sideline. Oh, here's Joe. There's Joe and Mike. And
so you knew Joe before this weekend?
Oh yeah, I've known Joe for a year or two now. He was there at TBRU. He was at TBRU.
Oh, I didn't
also.
See him.
Yeah.
You didn't introduce me to Joe at TBRU.
Well, there was a disconnect when Mike and I were walking around. So we were stayed at Bill's Filling Station. We hanged out there. Okay, all I could say, there are not too many chubs there. There are many muscle bears, really. It's really common among Fort Lauderdale, in my opinion.
It's very common.
Very
in
common
Florida.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Florida, and LA seem to have that whole muscle bear.
Muscle
thing
bear.
Down. Even San Francisco.
See, muscle bear. Raise a muscle bear.
Yeah.
Muscle bear. But anyway, yeah, it was fun. It was a lot. I like Bill's Filling Station. Lots of bears. They do it Friday nights. I think their bear night is always Friday night. So,
what happened on the way home? Something happened.
Yeah, we had to pick up our friend Chris. He got stranded in Jupiter, Florida. So he's about an hour north from us, from Fort Lauderdale. So we picked him up. So he rode with us all the way to New Orleans, and we hung out at the where were we? Rawhide. We went to Rawhide.
Oh.
And then from Rawhide, yeah, we drove back Sunday back to Houston. So that was the adventure.
I think Chris would like the Phoenix.
I think he would.
I think he would.
Yeah, I should have taken him to the Phoenix instead.
I'm sure he has.
So that's been a very action-packed weekend for me, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Half the podcast is over, and we've just gotten through.
I know. We have to take a break soon. But before that, we have a few topics. Do we want to talk about Walking Dead, or do we want to?
Oh my God! Did y'all see what happened on The Walking Dead last night? It changed everything.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not gonna say anything because these losers have not watched yet. But we've totally gone completely different direction than the comic book.
It's recorded here in my DVR over
totally
here.
Totally different direction. I mean, y'all see it.
I'm going to watch it.
And if y'all watch The Talking Dead afterward, last week's episode where they had a certain person on there and they were crying, now you know why they were crying.
No.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that for a little bit. I usually only watch it when Robert Kirkman's on, though, because I like to watch
it. I like watching Robert Kirkman on Talking Dead.
High five.
Hey, yes. High five.
I like the guy that does The Talking Dead. And they had Norman, what's his name, Daryl's character on there last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? He's supposedly a lot like his character in real life.
I think so.
They say he's kind of a loner. He's not like one of those Hollywood.
So he is like his character.
He even said he's very similar to the way he is to his character.
Yeah. He walks around with a crossbow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
dude.
Just shoots people.
He shoots people like that. You pissed me off.
Well, the week before I was wondering how they were going to get rid of. If y'all hadn't seen the week before's episode, screw y'all. Where he killed Merle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was...
No! That's okay. I haven't seen last weekend because I was out of town for a week. I missed last Sunday.
Well, then what did you do yesterday when you got home?
Well, you don't know. It's still going to be a surprise to you what happened.
Well, I was about to watch it, but I was on FaceTime with someone. I wonder who.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, last night? Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, bitch, I got to go. Walking Dead's on.
So I sacrificed Walking
Dead.
You did,
and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Nice of you.
All right. So, Walking Dead. I'm looking forward to watching.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll wrap up the season. We'll have
a. Yeah, you all have a week.
That's right.
To watch it. And then we're gonna
send in any comments you want about what you think happened. Where do you think it's going from the difference between what happens in the comic books to what happens on the live TV show? So let us know.
Okay. So Ray, let's speed it up a bit. So you have the movie releases.
I got the movie releases. We only got like four this month that look really worthwhile. And I only put one on here because it looks like a bad horror movie, but it's called Stitches, and it's a bad horror. It's bad clown. They described it as bad clown. So it's about these kids. They have a birthday party. The clown gets killed, and then they reunite 20 years later to have another birthday party, and the clown shows up to take revenge.
So basically, it's stupid.
It come to life pretty much. But when I saw the poster, I was like, "Oh, that's kind of funky." So people that like those,
I don't like clowns.
And comes out April 5th. Jurassic Park 3D comes out April 5th.
Like, I'm not normally one of those people that.
And then April 12th, Scary Movie 5 comes out. That's the one with Martin Sheen, Lindsay Lohan.
Martin Sheen, Scary Movie.
Yes, you hadn't seen the previews where they slap, where he's dragging him into the door and he keeps busting his balls on the door, and he's like, "I've survived much worse than this."
Oh.
And then it starts off, you know, how the kids crawl out of the box, and what damn movie was that I didn't like that bothered me because the kids are killing the parents.
We talked about it.
I never saw it. You saw it.
But Honey Boo Boo crawls out of that box like that kid. I mean, you know, it's a scary movie. It's supposed to be fun.
I'll watch that because that's always fun.
So that comes out April 12th, and then of course, Tom Cruise is back April 19th with Oblivion.
I would watch it.
Which looks like it's going to be a pretty decent movie. I'm kind of scared that they're putting it out this early, but I figure maybe they're trying to put it out to catch more people because there's nothing else going on in April.
Nothing going on.
Until May. So,
yeah.
And then, of course, May 3rd is when Iron Man comes out.
Yep.
And do you know what comes out May 17th?
Star Trek.
Yes. And do you know where I'm going to be May 17th?
Bear watch. Sorry, Ray.
You know
we'll
where I'm
going
to be May 17th at 9 o'clock?
At the movie theater in Galveston.
You're damn right.
Crappy
little movie theater. The only one
I've never gone to a movie
we
theater
go
there.
We should go back to like across the bridge and go to a real movie theater.
We'll probably do that.
It. Actually, I'll just wait till Sunday when I'm way back. After we get everything unpacked, I'll go see it Sunday night.
When is Tom Cruise going to turn back into that little doughy guy he was when he first got in the movies? I've been waiting for him to turn into a little hot, chubby guy for a while now, and it's never happened.
You imagine him to be chubby?
Well, do you remember what he looked like when...
Well, that was kind of like baby fat type days.
Yeah, exactly.
That when Jenner had baby fat.
When he was even in Risky Business, and then also in... especially in The Outsiders. Mm. The Outsiders? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, in The Outsiders, he was kind of a little chubby. And now he's like a little muscle guy, and he's still.
Well,
like
that's where he found his religion.
And he's short. He's 5'5", right?
Yeah, he's very short.
Yeah, they say he's taller than.
I know I'm short, but he's for an actor, he's short.
Yeah. Fuck Tom Cruise.
You would?
Yeah, for a twink, he's about the only one I'd go.
I'd do him too because
Rob
he's Tom Cruise.
We were flipping channels last night, and they had some Rob Lowe movie on from it was him and what's her name from the Brat Pack. And I was just like, oh, shit.
What happened to Judd Nelson?
He had his own TV show for a while.
Did he?
Yeah. He was back on some.
I don't know what happened to him.
For a while. But he disappeared. He was on the same TV show with with Bo Derek, not Bo Derek, Brooke Shields.
Bo Derek.
Oh, man.
She's still, Bo Derek, is she still, still relevant?
We're talking about Santa Almost Fire the other day. I still love that movie. I don't know why.
Well, that's what I thought this was at first, but then he's in England in Cambridge or something. He's on a rowing team, and I can't remember breaking the wood or some kind of weird thing. But I remember when it came out because I remember going and seeing it. Mm-hmm. Because it had Tom Cruise and what's her name. So,
okay. Anyway, okay. So let's move on. We've got to hurry before we do the break. Okay, so events. Before I go on with the events, you guys are all welcome to send your events at events@bearpodcast.com. So you could, promote your bear event. When is your event? Where, what city, what dates, what's the theme, whatever. Just let us know all the information. Just
and
email us.
T-shirts are going to be there.
Yeah, and do a count. events@bearpodcast.com. Okay, so here are some events for in the next few weeks. So Chubbs in Paradise, 7, a gay men's gathering for Chubbs, Chasers, and Bears in Fort Lauderdale. See, I missed it. I just came from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
sure. I missed it for a couple of weeks. So that's going to be on April 18th to 20th. So if you guys are interested, go to chubsinparadise.com for more info. Next one is the one Dave and I are going to go to. Drench Fur 9 in Drench. You can go to the website drenchfur.com for more info. It's on April 4 to 7. And we're there. I'm already making plans of podcasting from there. So
not from the pool.
Not from the pool. That's you'll find out. Watch the video Gary made. So shout out Gary.
No pool, no. Gary.
Well,
and of course, we got Bear Watch 14 coming up.
Yep.
Go to www.bearwatch.net to register. The registration fee is $110 now, I think. It went up yesterday. So, and regardless of what they say on the freaking hotel's webpage, there are plenty of rooms left. Book at the hotel.
Book.
You just have to call them. You've got to call the hotel directly to book them. But for some reason, their reservation system is all jacked up. But it's May 17th through the 19th. We go down there, take over a hotel, get a fun night at the bars. We also just released that we're having a underwear auction provided by Twit. So if you want to,
what bar is that going to be at?
That's going to be at Stars.
Stars.
So if you want to get your underwear auctioned off, you can do that. You can sign up for that. I think we almost got 8 people signed up now. So,
oh, really?
And that's it just good. Went out yesterday, so it was pretty cool.
Maybe that's
cool.
Do that. That sounds fun.
So mm-hmm. We'll go sign up for Bear Watch. Where can you sign up to do that, Dave?
At bearwatch.net.
Yes, you can.
There you go.
So.
Very good.
Owned the gay, the geek, and the bazaar.
Okay.
Manager, you got the gay.
I got the gay because you're the gayest. So Tuesday was Prop 8. Oh, yeah, it's really just a discussion, actually. Tuesday was Prop 8, and Wednesday was DOMA. That's the hearing. They started the hearings for
and Facebook had never been so red.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay, red equality symbols. But then, okay, what do you think of that? They started branching out from the HRC's red equal sign into bacon, into dildos, into butter, because it's a way.
You had the bear flag ones. You had bear some flag with their ones. Faces behind it.
Yeah.
I got Anger Cat on mine.
The Anger Cat one?
Says nice. Yes. Anger Cat says yes to
I saw a new. Someone's trying to sell t-shirts now that are red with mustache equal signs. Those
really?
Like stupid mustaches that people. What is that all about anyway? What's this mustache?
That's the point. I don't understand.
Well, it's a diversity thing that people, you know, different strokes, different folks. That's what I got out of it. So, and you know, people like to be funny about stuff. So
I know.
But did you see the article where I think it was Newsweek had already published that.
Newsweek, yeah. I think it was Newsweek.
They'd already done two different covers of two women kissing, two guys kissing. The war had been won.
The war had been won for that is the pro gay, not because the Supreme Court already supports. It's just that it already won everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's over 50% of U.S. population supports it now.
Yeah. So it's more the or the population, not necessarily the Supreme Court, is actually supporting
it's
it.
It's going to keep going that way.
Too. Yeah, it's going. Yeah. It's inevitable. I mean,
so
just,
what I think, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, let's do an online bet. We can come back.
What do y'all think is going to happen when the Supreme Court rules on these cases?
I think I'll go first, then you guys can go. All right. I think Prop 8 gets kind of thrown. I don't think that gets thrown out because it's the states doing it. I think that, and especially because California has an alternate law that gives people the same rights. I think it's going to be really close, but I don't think that one gets overturned. But I think DOMA does, because DOMA is a specific federal law, and there's two reasons why it's going to get turned over. One, it's the federal law usurping states' rights, so there's that argument. I know Anthony Kennedy is against that. And the other thing was, it's basically a law that has gone after a very small subset group, where you can't really do that. The laws have to be very broad.
Right.
And this,
like,
that's the problem,
white.
I think, with that law. They went after a very small subset group, and there's real, honest-to-goodness problems with the taxes and things like that that are being discriminated against. And that there's $325,000 that the person who brought that lawsuit basically had to pay in tax because she wasn't married to her partner.
Yeah.
She's married to a partner and didn't have all the rights. So.
Right.
But, well, go ahead, Manor. What do you think?
I think I think both would be repealed. Is that what it is? Yeah, I think so. Because of, for one, Prop 8 has been around and too many people are now involved. Too many people are in protest of it for so long. It's been dragging along for so long, and I think Prop 8 would just go away. I think, and same with DOMA. So for you, it could be delayed for Prop 8, and then DOMA will be.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
To me, I think both. I personally believe that both will be.
I think both will be overturned. Prop 8 mainly because they allowed gay marriage at one point, and then they pulled the strings on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, no, you can't even have a commitment ceremony.
But they didn't take away the marriages.
They didn't take away those marriages, but they don't allow anybody else to get married. So that's restricting freedom of pursuit of happiness.
It could happen.
So I think it'll be changed. Now, what I think might happen is if a state comes out and says marriage is only between a male and a woman and gays can have a civil union, I think that's probably going to happen in some states.
Well, that's what happened in California after Prop 8.
But they don't allow civil unions.
Yeah, they do.
But
and,
did they?
And not only that, they get the same, almost exactly the same rights. That's why I think.
But then it's separate, but still not
equal.
Not equal.
Right, but the argument's being made that marriage has been defined a long time, for hundreds of years on the books, as this thing, and now you're trying to broaden the definition rather than.
Yeah, that's their argument.
That's their argument. You know, in stare decisis, a lot of the judges on the Supreme Court believe in kind of, you know, past history allowing that. So that's why I think it might not get overturned.
And I do think Dogma's going to be shut down.
That's going to be
gone. That it's going to be gone. I mean, the president said, I don't even support it anymore.
Right.
Yep.
So if he's if the president of the United States is not going to enforce it, it's one of those things I think that's going to be going away.
Yeah,
so,
the one who signed it.
So. Yeah, the one who signed it. So. But a lot of the people that did the Prop 8 stuff come back now and say, you know, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
That were endorsing it at one time.
It's going to be...
The damn Republican Party's done 180 degree, 360 degree turn. Like, oh yeah,
180.
Did you see? Did you see the Onion?
Oh yeah, saw that.
Mm-hmm. It was all about like the Supreme Court justices. Like, you know, what? Of course, two people who love each other can get married. Why are we even arguing about
this? Why are we even fighting about it?
Anyone should go look that up. It's funny.
Yeah, it's the Onion.
But now here's the question. Here's the big question. How long do you think before you can get married in the state of Texas?
Oh, I would think about 20 years.
I don't think so.
You think it's going to be quicker?
I think once it gets overturned by the Supreme Court, next year, every state out there will start being forced to have legislation. They're going to keep bringing it up until it gets passed.
Oh.
They've already brought it up this year, I think.
Okay. So. Fine. It may not be 20 years, but what I'm saying is, it'll be the last state to do it.
I don't think it'll be the last.
I don't think it'll be the last.
You think
state.
So?
There's more conservative states than Texas.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah. South Carolina is a lot more conservative than Texas.
What?
Oh, really?
North Dakota and South Dakota and those states and stuff like that.
So, yeah. But, I mean, once the government says you can't ban it, I mean, they kind of lose their right to fight. So.
Yeah.
Texas is actually turning purple. If you look at a lot of the districts.
So.
Is it more concentrated, though, in the cities, like
well, yeah, it's more Democrats.
The whole border is blue, and then Austin, San Antonio are blue. Dallas is sort of blue, and Houston's sort of blue. Yeah. But on the east Texas
and west.
Yeah. Most of the rural areas is all red.
Rural areas, they're all red.
Yeah. You mean like Jasper, where they drag black people through the streets?
Yeah, like Jasper.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's red.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's changing.
Very,
I mean,
very right.
As more people move into the state from like California because they get better cost of living here and more jobs and other people moving in, the younger and the older people die off and the younger people come up, it's just going to get happen quicker. Yeah. I mean, I don't think most people really care. Most people really don't care anymore.
I agree with you. I think as this generation gets older and starts voting, you know. But it's got to change.
Most of the baby boomers are already starting to die off, and they were the biggest ones against it.
Yeah, so that's true. Yeah. Actually, one of the reasons why I brought this up is as one of the gay ones, because I posted it on Facebook when it became popular. I didn't want to put – I didn't have a red shirt, for example, and I didn't post – I didn't change my profile to red. I just posted a picture and everything. But to me, in my case – my Facebook is really gay. It's like preaching to the choir.
Facebook gay.
That's what I said too about that one.
It's preaching to the choir for me. Yeah. So what I did, I posted it on my high school page. And that's when nobody really cared, I guess.
Yeah.
Although I have a very small soapbox there, I guess. So it really didn't affect them. But I did post a picture. I did change my profile there. So nobody really asked about it. I guess many in the Philippines did not.
Yeah. I got Angry Cat as mine.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I did not either. And my point was, especially on the gayer page that I have.
Your gay page and your gayer page.
I have everyone knows I'm gay, my straighter page, but it was my regular one. My family's on there and stuff. I don't post pictures of me in singlets on that one and stuff like that. But my point is this. Facebook's great about getting out the message about things like meet us at this rally for gay rights, things like that. Facebook's great. It's great about, on my, say, straighter page, about bringing awareness to people who might not even have known this was going on in the Supreme Court. But what I don't like about Facebook is that people feel like, okay, I just changed my profile picture to an equality sign, and now I've actually done something for equal rights. Instead of actually either, you know, giving monetarily or giving your time to actually do something for real that actually affects change... That's my only issue.
I married gays.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the point too. I mean, changing your profile is activism.
I don't think.
Well, I think it just shows support.
It just shows support.
Yes, but if you really want to affect change, and this is an important topic for you, you got to do more. Yeah. And I think that we get lazy on Facebook. Facebook can let us be lazy about it.
I'm going to protest this. Lazy, I'm going to change my profile. Yeah, I'm going to change my profile pic. That's it. I don't do it that way. Okay. But anyway, okay, so that's just our gay.
I'll be glad when you're legal here, Maynard. I'll be glad when you're legal here.
In Texas.
I'm your legal. Marriage. Oh, yeah, I'll be glad, too. Yeah.
You're a citizen. We know this.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so go, Ray.
All right, on to the geek. Mark Hamill confirms he, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher are in talks to return to Star Wars.
Yay!
Now, he confirms they're in talks. That means it's going to happen.
Depends it's going to happen.
Depends on whether they can get Carrie Fisher out of the rehab or whatever. But, you know,
Harrison Ford, he's in his 70s. They better hurry up.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm wondering is about, is this going to pick up from their children?
And it's got to be their children.
That's going to be their son's swan song send off that... They're there, and they pass the torch on to the kids, and then it picks up in the future of the universe, of the Star Wars universe.
You're going to see Luke Skywalker with a lightsaber walker thing. May the Force be with you! Zoinks! Think that. What do you think? No?
Mark Hamill's still pretty good shape.
Yeah. He's not the prettiest man anymore, but...
But he was pretty young when he did Star Wars.
Right? Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah,
young.
I mean, he was in his early 20s. Both of them were. I mean, you know, except for Harrison Ford, he's the oldest one out of all of them.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it seems the rumors are true. Mark Hamill, who played the original Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, has confirmed he, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher are in talks to reprise their roles in an upcoming film. The actor has also revealed that franchise creator George Lucas insisted that the iconic characters be written out of the if the actors didn't want to be included in Episode 7. Hamill told Entertainment Tonight, "They're talking to us. George wanted to know whether we'd be interested. He did say that if we didn't want to do it, they wouldn't cast another actor in our parts. They would write us out."
I like that.
So, and I think that's good. Well, he's always said, he said, the Skywalker family's done. I've done the movies about the Skywalker family. It's over with. And everything from that's been taken up, the books that he's licensed out and that picked up and did about, you know, the twins from Leia and Solo and Jason and Janna. And then
Jason and Jaina.
And I can't remember if Luke ever had a kid or not.
No, he didn't.
He's gay. Come on, we know he's gay.
No, because
Luke Skywalker is gay.
In the books, him and Mara Jade were.
Yeah, Mara Jade. Yeah.
Had a relationship going on, and that's about the time I quit reading everything.
Oh.
So I don't know if they had a kid or not, because they were talking about that Jedi didn't get married. They were Jedi. They didn't have relationships like that because it distracted them.
Yeah, I just know, like you said, Ray. Leia and Leia and and Han Solo. They have kids, Jason
and Janna,
Janna. And their youngest is Anakin.
I wouldn't mind if they replaced that actor, Anakin Skywalker, who's the worst. Pick.
Oh, Christian won't. I don't think Christian. Won't be in this. But
I know.
But in the series of the books, if they're picking up and pulling stuff from that, Leia and Han have three kids, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
They're the twins, which is Jason and Janna. Mm-hmm. And then they have Anakin.
Yep.
And then they all have very strong Jedi powers, and Luke trains them at the Jedi Academy on not Tantor.
And then, of course,
on the moon of Yavin.
Who's the Wookiee?
Chewbacca has a nephew.
It's also a Jedi.
Also Jedi. He and stuff. But they all train together, and that's kind of why I left it. And it's in the books. Anakin grows up to be dark, go to the dark side, and then Jason and Janna do this whole thing back and forth.
I know is one of these movies better have Admiral Thrawn in there, because he is one of the best characters they ever wrote into that story.
I don't think they're gonna do that. I'd be very surprised if they did that.
I don't think they're
gonna use, because that's Anderson's storyline.
Timothy Zahn, I think.
Oh, Timothy Zahn?
I think so.
Well, didn't he?
Timothy Zahn was the best of those writers.
That's the one I read, the Timothy Zahn ones. Yeah.
But he said, "We haven't signed any contracts. We're in the stage where they want us to go in and meet with Michael Arndt, who is the writer, and Kathleen Kennedy, who is going to run Lucasfilm. Both have had meetings set that were postponed. J.J. Abrams will be directing the new film. Ask how Luke Skywalker may be involved in the new film, Hamill's guest. I'm assuming, because I haven't talked to the writers, that these movies would be about our offspring. Like, my character would be sort of the Obi-Wan Kenobi range, and I'm going to be a lonely old hermit living out in some kind of desert igloo with a couple of robots." Earlier this month, Walt Disney Company Chairman CEO Bob Iger confirmed speculation that Disney is working on a standalone film based on Star Wars characters, not part of the main nine-part saga. So,
nice.
And General Thrawn, that whole thing is all about right after Luke and Leia, where they're all still young and hadn't had kids yet, and putting the Republic back together. And
how come I can't remember General Thrawn?
So,
I can't remember him.
He was in the books. If you didn't read the books, you wouldn't know who he was.
Was he the Timothy Zahn ones?
I think so.
Yeah. Can't remember.
The name just sort of looks familiar.
Yeah, because the main thing about him is because he was the only non-human admiral.
Oh. Even this description of him is like, I wish I could see that on film.
Film, yeah.
Because it was great.
He's pretty kick-ass.
He was a kick-ass villain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if they don't put him in, I'll be disappointed.
But. Yeah. Alright.
Alright, so that's our geek. Now for the bizarre!
Male bats are found to perform oral sex on females. Male bats perform oral sex on females, apparently to make sex last longer, researchers say. These findings, the first discovery of male-to-female oral sex in bats, match prior studies revealing that female bats perform fellatio or oral sex on male bats.
Wow. So they're like humans.
Give and take. That's nice. There's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Scientists analyzed a colony of about 420 Indian flying foxes. I'm not going to try to even read.
Pteropus giganteus.
That's the
big bats. Those are really big bats.
They're
big
in a single fig tree. Wow, all in this one fig tree in southern India near the village of Nala Champati. This fruit-eating bat is one of the largest bats in the world. Over the course of more than 13 months, they watched these people.
They're voyeurs. I'm watching for 13 months.
Using binoculars and a video camera. Oh, I'd like to see the video.
God. Actually, there is a video. I didn't post it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Researchers witnessed 57 cases of sex, oral and intercourse, usually in the morning. So the bats like to have morning sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what if they're really vampire bats?
Ooh, I don't know.
On their head.
So it says when the females stopped moving, the males started licking the females' vaginas, the act known as cunnilingus.
They have to explain it.
This foreplay may help arouse and lubricate the females, the researchers said. Do you think they're going off like their own knowledge, or are they just, you know?
They're paraphrasing.
I know. It says the cases of cunnilingus typically lasted about 50 seconds. The males then mounted the females for 10 to 20 seconds, and then went back to the cunnilingus for 94 to 188
seconds. God, these are horny bats!
The researchers found that the longer the stints of cunnilingus before mating, the more copulation was prolonged.
Wow.
They got to work up to that 20 seconds of pleasure.
That's crazy.
These are horny bats.
I know.
Wow, I don't know what to say.
So I wonder how much money was spent allowing, you know, these researchers to go watch the sexual habits of
bats. I mean, what is the significance?
And did they see any gay bats? They see any,
oh, yeah.
Maybe they're looking for gay bats. Yeah. You're right.
That'll be the next topic.
If it's gay bats, then you can relate them to gay baboons, and it's all natural.
There you go. That justifies
gays. Gay sex. It's a natural occurrence in the animal kingdom.
So it starts.
Which is starting to improve with monkeys.
Or this might say that since these are these are straight bats, you know, male and female doing cunnilingus and fellatio to each other.
It seems the smarter the animal species, the more incidence of homosexual behavior, they say. Yeah. Like dolphins, elephants.
You know, one thing about I know about, probably in my experience, that for gays, they know how to be pleasured by their own because they know what's good for them. You know what's pleasurable. Don't you think so? It's, you know, that's why some gays like it, to have sex with another guy, because they know what they want. They want what to feel.
Are you trying to say that gays are better at oral sex?
Yes.
Because they know.
Oh, yeah. Because.
I would say this. I'd say some people are good at it and some people aren't. And I'd say some women are good at it and some women aren't. No experience.
Right.
So I know that we've always said that, but I don't know if it's true, personally.
Like you're either good at it or you're not.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'm good at it.
What if you're proud? Go sell yourself. Sell yourself right there. Transfer is coming up. So.
Well, anyway, we got a shout out so we can wrap this up. We've about got over an hour here.
Oh, my God. Can I shout out a few people? I want to say hi to Phil in St. Louis. He watches the show a lot. And
hey, Phil.
He wants me to put my shout out for him. So, and also Chris in I neglected to mention him last week during TBRU, but I finally got to hang out with my friend Chris that I met in P-Town, and I got to see him a lot in TBRU, so that was cool. He's in Jacksonville. So, hi, guys.
Me, I have some shout-outs. Guys I met in Florida at the Coconut Cove, where it is. The people from the pool. Right? Like Steve, the two Steves there. There's a Barry. Shout-out, guys. Trey. And one guy's name is Win. You know, Win or Lose, Win. His name is Win. So kind of unique name, but hi, Win.
Like unique.
Mm-hmm. Like unique. And, of course, the owner, David. Maybe we'll have him in the shows in the future. So we'll talk about Coconut Cove is pretty much a bear resort. So very nice. It's on A1A, very near A1A on there in Fort Lauderdale. It's really nice. Okay, so those are my shout-outs. Joe from Alabama. I was and Rob and oh, there's Joe and Rob and Mark. They used to live in Houston and they're now in Fort Lauderdale. So, okay, how about you, Ray?
Shout out to Robbie. Hey, that's hi, Rob. It. That's all I think I got this week. I've been pretty much a hermit the last 2 weeks. I haven't really done. You were out of town.
I haven't seen you at all.
Yeah. So.
Well,
Maynard's the glue that holds us together.
I guess so.
Right. I'm the lube.
The lube?
I'm the lube.
That brings us all.
That brings us all together. Slimy. Okay. So, plans this week. Ray, while we're away, what you going to do? While we are away, what you going to do?
Sit at home and be miserable.
Aww. Be miserable?
You don't have to be miserable.
The boyfriend works on the weekend, so
oh.
Sit there by my lonesome.
Wish you could come with us.
Call up my backup buddy Julio. We'll probably go see a movie.
Oh, okay. Well,
oh no, Jerry. Gary's got his own podcast now. He don't need me.
Did I tell you what Julio texted me one day?
Yeah.
He said, "How's my favorite bear doing?" And I said, "Ray is good." He's like, "You know, my other favorite bear." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Okay. So this week, Thursday, we're gonna go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Dave and I. So. We're going to Cleveland. From Cleveland, we go to Erie.
Yeah, we're doing it different this year. Last year we should do Buffalo. Yeah.
Well, there's some reasons why we wanted to go Buffalo because I like going to Buffalo because it's actually near our friend Jeff, but Jeff's not going to be there.
Yeah, we're protesting and going.
We're protesting. So we're going to go to Cleveland.
He's too busy running around flashing the FedEx guy.
Flashing the FedEx guy.
We're not flashing
the FedEx guy.
No, he was walking around the house naked, naked as we say in the South. And the FedEx guy showed up at the door and rang the doorbell. There's Jeff naked. Ding! So that's what you get running around your house naked. But you got glass doors.
You know he loved that.
Oh, I bet he does. Especially if the guy's cute. Okay, so we'll be there Thursday, and then we'll fly back Sunday. So we're looking forward to...
It's my birthday.
Oh, that's right. It's birthday. It's Dave's birthday.
It's my birthday, Bear Run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? Thursday?
It's Thursday. Sorry, Ray, we're going to miss the... Very much. We'll help. We'll be your muscles. Don't worry.
Y'all both don't condom clean up.
That's right. Okay. I always do that every year. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
He drinks at the
yeah.
No, I do not. That's gross.
I am curious what my... You know what I'm not allowed to... You're not allowed to task me with, right?
What?
The beach.
Anything beach?
I don't want to set up or break down the beach again like I did last year.
Okay.
I might help someone, but I'm not running it. Because all those drunk bitches who can't get up and help me in the morning with that again.
I can't expect that already from them anyway. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it. That's a very long show, actually. Over an hour, I think. By now. It will be an hour. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed the Tigger video.
It's a hot video.
It's a hot video of Tigger. It's a remastered one, if I should say.
Nard is trying to get Eric back up and past me
because
poor Eric, his video had to be taken down. He had, what, 24,000 views?
It's 24,000 views. Now we're posting
something.
And
I'm like, 3,000 or something? Not even close.
Not even.
Why did you take the video down?
Oh, because the audio that he used It's by EMI or something. So they kind of blocked it, so they don't want it. So I just remade a new one, and this time I made my own music, just with some random background that I made. So okay, so it didn't. No, it doesn't have to.
So
be
now when he's doing this, he's like.
It does have a little Asian
theme. It's got an Asian theme.
No.
Our Asian listeners are now offended. How could you, Ray?
I don't think they're offended.
No, they're not. I don't think so. They like it. When Ray.
it's good. It's a good video. It's
very hot. Okay. Put the links on the website for that. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or give us a call at
206-222-BEAR, 206-222-2327.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. Subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, or YouTube, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Oh, I forgot. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com, of course. Yeah. And of course, if you have events at bearpodcast.com. Yeah. So again, thank you for watching and listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
What is the
bat
oral sex?
The bat oral sex. You take the bizarre. All
right, I'll take the bizarre.
It's the bat oral sex.
You got the gay.
It's not on.
I got the geek.
Male bats, though.
Huh?
It doesn't say the males are doing it, though.
I'm sure if they study more enough, they'll find some homosexual bats up in there.
It's got to be homosexual bats.
Right? That's right. Look at that later on. You got the clout.
Slut.
All right. I'm not a slut. Not yet.
Give me shave beers. I need to. There's a couple of people I like that like skinnier guys. I just want to get buff so I can have sex with them and then get fat again.
You guys sound so gay.
Did it come out good?
Girl.
Girl,
it's Bear Podcast. It is 462. It's hot up in her.